Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been wondering about this because it is that time of year that we're all trying to get in to our, you know, what do they say? Summer bodies are made in winter the year before or something like that. But I don't know, if you haven't done that, if you haven't already done that, well, then there are other options. Well, limited, but there are other options. Holiday season is here. Summer is, well, we want to say it's in full swing, but it actually isn't. It wants to be. And I believe that aesthetics clinics are full. We wanted to understand what the trends are. What are the what's changing in that world? Joining us to unpack what's actually trending, what's going on, is Dr. Reza Mir. He's an aesthetic medical practitioner and founder of Anti-Aging Art. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. We were curious as to how trend-driven aesthetic medicine is, and are you seeing any particular trends at the moment?
Well, happy Thursday. Thank you for having me. You know, almost every year I share a post that says, summer bodies are made in winter, but you didn't do that. It's spring already. What can we do?
Let us help you, damn it. Exactly. Oh, I love
it. Always, every year, you know, we always have the best intentions, but life happens and we end up getting delayed. And so what we do is we try to catch up. We also advise patients to come not too late. You know, obviously, when it's your wedding or you are leaving to go on holiday, you don't want to be having work done the day before or the week before, because all you have for your holiday or for your Christmas functions or your end of year events is a swollen face or bruises in your body. So the sooner people can get working on themselves now, the better. Getting ready for the beach, obviously we work with little injections, injectables, things like phosphatidylcholine to break down fatty pockets.
Ooh,
we also use a machine called a cool scalp that freezes fat. But the thing is, both of those processes take 3 months to clear the fat away, the fat that is released from the cells that you kill. So it's not a quick fix.
Right.
Diet, exercise, these things can actually start making a difference very quickly if people are serious about them, even in these few weeks before their holidays. But in general, what I've been seeing patients coming in for, obviously their usual toxins and fillers, which give them a nice maintenance of how they can keep looking their best. The thing with fillers is that you see a change very quickly.
Right.
Although there is about a day or two of very visible swelling, the minor swelling that goes on in the background is not really visible to people looking at you for the next 2 weeks. And so that becomes more popular in December because people want to have a bigger change quickly.
Right.
And so we use fillers for that.
Right.
And the other thing they like to do is to work on their skin texture and the glow of their, well, face and body and stretch marks. And we use platelet-rich fibrin for that now. So that's something that really gives us a quick stimulation. Although there is a long-term gain that comes over 3 months, there's also a quick one that gives you something that they can enjoy for the holiday.
And Botox, is that still the go-to for many people? I know that also can take a week or so to start working properly. But is that still a staple?
Yes. So we call it toxin or botulinum toxin. We're not allowed to use the brand name.
Oh, because yes, I've heard. So, I have heard that. So what do you call it? So toxin.
Toxins. It's a nice abbreviation, better than botulinum toxin.
Right.
But we do that because people need to stop the downforce muscles, you know, stop the sagging, take away the frown lines. If you have been doing this for a while, then doing it now as your maintenance gives you a fairly quick result. If it's your first time ever, you're not likely to see your full effect for a couple of months.
Really?
Because what happens
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the muscle stops moving quickly, but you must remember your face is a result of the dynamic forces acting upon your face over your lifetime. And so when you change those forces by stopping the muscle or changing the way the muscle works, your skin then readjusts and your whole facial structure readjusts to the new way that your muscles are working. And that process which is often misunderstood, because patients will say, I thought Botox takes 2 weeks to kick in. Yes and no. It stops the muscle within 2 weeks, but your face readjusting to the new way that your muscles are moving inside your face, that takes a couple of months.
That is so interesting. There has been, you know, I hear very, very mixed conversations and mixed comments about fillers versus Botox or what you've mentioned, toxins. Are fillers still as popular?
Well, you know what? We've seen the change. Obviously, they do two different things. The toxin will relax muscle. So that's where we deal with things like frown lines, crow's feet, turkey necks. And the filler will take up volume. So that's more lips, noses, under eyes, cheekbones, jawlines. And so you can't do the same job with both of those things. But what we've seen is a big shift towards a more natural look. Mm. I mean, we've always focused on a natural look using our fillers, but people are now wanting to avoid putting other things into their faces.
Yes.
And so we've been making filler out of blood, platelet-rich fibrin-based filler. So we take the patient's own blood, we create a gel that we then inject as a filler, and that replaces much of the need for filler.
Right.
We still need hyaluronic acid fillers, especially the very thick fillers, when we come to things like the nose or cheekbones, jawline, because they stay in shape much better. But where we want some integration and the natural flow of the tissue, then we prefer to use now the platelet-rich fibrin or the PRF filler.
And you're finding it successful? Does it last a reasonable time?
It lasts a reasonable time. There's pros and cons. So it won't last as long as the normal hyaluronic acid filler. But the whole time that it's in the skin, it's releasing growth factors. So if you had to take, let's say, two twins,
yes.
Or one set of twins,
right.
And you gave one the hyaluronic acid filler and one the PRF filler, by the time those fillers disintegrated in the skin, the one with the PRF filler should have a much more, you know, a healthier,
right.
Better
because it's
skin.
It's almost a treatment as well as an aesthetic.
The regenerative medical side of it. Yes, correct.
That is absolutely incredible. We do need to leave it there, but it is always. Oh, actually, before I let you go, one of our listeners asking about facial yoga. How successful is this?
It is terrible. So basically, what you're doing there.
Well, I know it's terrible for you, but.
No, it's good for us.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
But you know, by now you would have realized. That our goal is not simply to get people in there and get
them
out of them. We want what's best for our patients. And so smoking, for example, burns off your toxin in half the time. And facial yoga activates the muscles that we are trying to relax. So the more you exercise those muscles, the more your face will sag,
your
chest and neck will pull down.
Yes.
And so you'll undo your work. And so smoking, facial yoga, and stress. These are the things that you should avoid.
So I've got one of those, which is the stress part of it. The others, at least, I'm not doing. So my Botox will at least last a little bit longer. But, very, very interesting. Thank you for that. We do need to leave it there. Dr. Reza Mir, he's an aesthetic medical practitioner, founder of Anti-Aging Art, talking to us about aesthetic procedures this summer.